Okay, so we're in the city of the Bayou for Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah had a Bayou. We're in the Yirmiyah of Zera. What's the din of Oysa Malachas B'Shus Rabim? And these are Vizika. Is it Chayim? Is it Pothel? Carry me down anyway. I'm going to hold it the regular. We have the two Gersais in Gemara, which we've been talking about. There's one Gersa. Tosfos Gersa is without the Vata. It's a case of regular Tzairis. And Rabbi Yirmiyah's Suffolk was Tzairis in general. Maybe it should have Dine Karen, since it's Chatzi Nezer. Rashi himself is two Gersais. And Oiduma told it, or maybe not, since it's Urche, it's told the regal. In which case, Shaila point out, then this Gemara is connected to the Gemara that Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara said, according to Rava, who had a bayah about Mikufayim and Aliyah, so my correlate told the regal, the Poitre Bishus Rabbi. So Shaila speak out, Rava apparently held like I was there, Rava was Pshitale. Rabbi Yomi wasn't sure, maybe he's talking not like regal. Regular service. And the Rav Zera was patient, and Rav holds like Rav Zera that he's taka pot the Bishus Harabim. To that extent, it is red. Remember, Tyson Daf Gimel asks, what's the difference? How come it was poshut to Rav and to Rav Yirmiya for that matter? That Sarah's ordinarily is red, we got the pot the Bishus Harabim, but Rav wasn't sure whether he gave him the Gufayim in Aliyah. So Tyson was Machalik. That since the halacha of Sarah's was Lakula, so Mustama doesn't have, it was Pshita to Rav and to Rav Yirmiya. They can't have the chumras of Karen. But kulus of Karen, maybe it could have. So that's the bayah of, that's why Minaliyah Migufi was still a bayah. Anyway, that's one girsa. Or we have the other girsa that is talking about Barta. Talking about Saras Halidei Shinu. Saras, regular Saras, that's poshut that it's regular. Like Rava said in Dav Gimel. What Rava said in Dav Gimel is not even a suffix about it. Regular Saras is regular. Shaila is here, where it's Saras Aliyadei Shinoi, then what kind of din does that have? Does that have the Bishus HaRabim? Do we say that it's Lekarim Adamin Le, because it's Aliyadei Shinoi? Or Dilma told the regular, at the end of the day, Saras is always a tolda of, Saras is fundamentally a tolda of regal. And this Girsa implies, one way or another, that Saras has a special connection to regal. That's what Tosfos doesn't agree with. Tosfos doesn't think that Saras has any special connection to Regal at all. The Saras of Shane, Saras of Regal, Saras of Karen. Saras is a chameleon, can be whatever you are. In this Girsa, it says that Barto is a told the Regal. There's a suffix, maybe with Karen Medaminale, but Akaponim is a sad that it's told the Regal, and Rav Zeri was patient that it is a told the Regal. Why is it a told the Regal? It was Barto. It's Mukhuk, that's part of the Hilko, so that Saras has to be a told of, Saras has to be a told of Regal. So, yeah, I'm not going to go through all the cheshbonos again now, but let's go on in the Gemara. So he said to Mesabah, told the regal. So the Gemara goes on, it's a Bishus Rabim, Zika Bishus Yochid Mao. Okay, having established that Bishus Rabim is Potter, what if it was Matiz the Tzoris Bishus Rabim, but the actual Shvir Sakli was Bishus Yochid? So Amalei, Rav Zera said, Kirenkan, Hanochi Yeshkar. Meaning, if the Mokum Hakira, the Mokum, the Maisa Be'ita was Bishus Rabim, which is a Mokum Ptur, can't be Chaya for Be'ita Bishus Rabim. So how could it be Chaya for the eventual Shvira? The Chaya for the Shvira is because of the, what he calls Hakira. It's not the Hakira in the Nachav Shabbos, obviously. It means the Maisa Shvira was the Be'ita. If you don't have a Be'ita, then what does it help? That's what it means. The Maisa Maisek is the Be'ita. If that was Bishus Rabim and you can't be Mechaya for it, so what does it help that later on it landed Bishus Yochid? But for the Maisa, he was already Potter. L'chor, that's the child of your Akira Yeshkan, Akira Enkan, Anoche Yeshkan. Back to Maisa. Oysa Malachis Paderech, Yitizo, Ben Bishus Yochid, Ben Bishus Rabim Chaya. So it seems to say, Maila, Yitizo Bishus Rabim, Beziko Bishus Rabim. Seems to Poshim Shad is it's talking about the Tzoris was Mazik Bishus Rabim, and it says in the Braisa that it's Chayim. So Araya that Tzoris Bishus Rabim is Chayim Kashan Reb Zera. So there's a Shaim ask. According to the Gears of Barto, so the whole Bayah was only by Barto. By Tzoris Kiyu Chayev, there was never a Sofa, because there was a Poshut that is Potter B'Shus Rabim. So where did it say anything over here about Barta? So, Shani speak out. In Rashi, we don't have it in the Rashi, but in the Rashi, in the Sefer, in the Likutim, in one of the Kisayat, Rashi speaks out with Teresh. If Tzoros Al Yibi Dei Be'ito is Chayyab B'Shus HaRabim, then we could say the Brice is talking about the Al Yibi Dei Be'ito. So there's a way to be Miyash of the Brice. But if Tzoros Al Yibi Be'ito is also part of B'Shus HaRabim, so then what are you going to do with this Brice? So Rashi speaks out. But you're going to have to Zetzayim the Brice. So we're saying there's a way out. If Tzoros Al Yibi Be'ito, if Tzoros Al Yibi Be'ito is Chayyab B'Shus HaRabim, then we can explain the Brice by saying it's talking about Be'ito. But if Tzoros, even Al Yibi Be'ito, is part of B'Shus HaRabim, then the Brice doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's kasha. My answer is, Lo Yitisa B'Shus HaRabim, Yitzikah B'Shus HaYokah. When the Brisa says that Ben B'Shus HaRabim, Ben B'Shus HaYochid, it doesn't mean that the Shviru was B'Shus HaRabim. The Shviru was B'Shus HaYochid. But the case, but it's a saying that you're chayev for the Hatoz of B'Shus HaRabim, as long as the Shviru was B'Shus HaYochid. Frank the Gemara, but Rav Amit Akira Enkan Hanocha Yeshkan. But Rav Zeir, you said that that's also Potter. So how does that work? Amalei Hadribi, Nechrami, from that I was chayev. That's the maskon over here. And the teaser b'shus rabim, mizika b'shus yochid is chayiv. Eisvei says in our Mishnah, dor sal akli b'shavosoi, v'nofel asher v'al kliyachei b'shavroi, al arishin mishal nezik sholim, v'al ha'achvein chatzi nezik. It says in the Mishnah, breaks a kli, that's regal, that's nezik sholim. But then if it was a piece flew off and broke another kli, that's already tzoros, and that's chatzi nezik. And that by itself is not a problem. But v'toni aloh, because that by itself could be talking b'shus hanizik. But v'toni aloh, b'medvar maru b'shus hanizik. Aval b'shus harabim, al arishim p'turo, because it's regal b'shus harabim. V'ala achren chayeves, because it's tzoros. So my love, Tisa B'Shus HaRabim, Vizika B'Shus HaRabim. So you see that Tzoros is Chayav B'Shus HaRabim. Rice is B'Fairish, B'Shus HaRabim, Alarishan Potter, because Regal is Potter B'Shus HaRabim. But V'Alasheni Chayav, why is it Chayav V'Alasheni? It must be because Tzoros is Chayav B'Shus HaRabim. But it's the same answer, Tisa B'Shus HaRabim, Vizika B'Shus HaYotav, I am with Hakir Eichan Anokhi Yeshdan, I'm really hard to be. So here there's a problem. Places within a Peretz, Esekhashim. If you goyres ubarto, again, if you're not goyres ubarto, so the bayah was by tzoros kiruchayu, that's the suffix. It's regular tzoros chay b'shus rabim or not. So I understand the sukkah gemara. We're talking here about tzoros kiruchayu. Doros alakli, it's tzoros kiruchayu. And it says in the braisa that it's chay b'shus rabim. The rishon is pulta, but the sheni is chay. It says that it's chay b'shus rabim. Oh, it's a raya, it's tzoros kiruchayu, regular tzoros is Chayav B'Shus HaRabim, it's a Kashan Rav Zera, it's a ride to the other side of the Baya of Rabbi Yirmiyah. But if you go to Rizbarata, point to those to shine, but go to Rizbarata, so L'Choy here wasn't Barata, proven in a second, but here it wasn't Barata. It's not Barata, so what does it mean? It's not a Kashan Rav Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah, they were talking about, there was never a Suffolk by his regular service, the Suffolk was by Barata. Maybe Barata was Chayav B'Shus HaRabim. Vira wasn't sure. Reb Zera said not. Tzoros Kiruchayu is for sure Potter B'Shus HaRabim. It's not a kashan Reb Zera. It's Tama kashan. The Brisa Tama doesn't make any sense. What are you blaming? Why are you pinning this on Reb Zera? The Brisa says that Tzoros Kiruchayu was Chayav B'Shus HaRabim. That was never even a suffix by anybody. We never had a suffix that Tzoros Kiruchayu should be Chayav B'Shus HaRabim. So what is Gemara? Why is Gemara making this a kashan Reb Zera? This is a kashan everybody. So Elamai, maybe we'll say, like Rashi said before, on the other braisa, that maybe it's talking about Barata. Maybe our Mishnah and the braisa are talking about Barata. Like Rashi said for the other braisa. What was that sign? The Mishnah and the braisa are talking about Barata. Could that be? Could the Mishnah and the braisa be talking about Barata? No, why not? What? First one would only be chayav chatzin for you. That's number one. Number one, the Mishnah says that al arishin you pay nezik shalom. The arishin you pay nezik shalom. Why do you pay nezik shalom? If it's bata, it's karen. The arishin is karen. So that's what Rabbeinu Peretz asks. That's what he asks the Kashi. He says, how can we talk about Bata? It says it on the Rishon Chayim Nezek Shol. Rabbeinu Peretz adds, and it's a doichik to say, maybe it's going like a Ptarfa. Not Mashman is going like a Ptarfa. Meaning, maybe there's a way out. Maybe since he's talking Rishon Hanizik, right, by Medramu, Rishon Hanizik, maybe since the Mishnah is talking Rishon Hanizik, so Rishon Hanizik, we know Rav Tarfon holds that Karen is Chayim Nezek Shol. So maybe the Mishnah could be going like Rav Tarfon. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, that's already a doichik. I don't understand Rabbeinu Peretz so much. He should have asked stronger. He says it's a doichik. Maybe it's a tarfon, that would be an eitzah, but it's a doichik. There's a stronger kasha. What?
You weren't before also. You weren't
remind me, I'm not seeing you there. The Gemara wanted the Mishnah to be like a Tarfon. I don't remember.
No, like Sumchus.
No, I'm not saying Sumchus, Tarfon. But not Tomat Tzuris. Doras El Akli. So the Mishnah says Alarishan, that's not Tzuris.
I'm saying if you want to.
So the Mishnah
before
him says, Hesim of Ed, Des, Osha, Tzuris, Mountain, Tapasar, Dwella, Shana, Shalti, Nata.
I see we've had this. I should have said, sorry, it's not so much to Chazad Leho. Mishalim Chatsi Nezek. Yeah, that's Hakanah of Tarfon. That's not so much, because if Tzoros would be Chayav B'Shus Rabim, then the Mishnah could be talking about B'Shus Rabim. Now that Tzoros, more wants to prove that Tzoros is Chayav B'Shus Rabim. Tzoros Al Yidei Be'ito is Chayav B'Shus Rabim. So maybe the Mishnah Oysim of Eftes Oysim of Tzoros Menatzim Metachas Raguel. But if Eftes is Kerem, let me see inside Reb Tarfon. Maybe talking B'Shus Rabim. Aye, but it says Tzoros Menatzim Metachas Raguel. Maybe that means Tzoros Al Yidei Be'ito and I don't think too complicated, but I want something else. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, I don't know how I deal with your question, but Rabbeinu Peretz says it's a doichik to say the Mishnah is going to look up Tarfon. Fine, let's say it's a doichik that the Mishnah is going to look up Tarfon. Doichik's not like a bar, you know, doichik's not the end of the world. It says it's a doichik. You should have asked much stronger.
It should be Rabbeinu
Peretz through Mamur, it should have been harder. If it's either Shinoi, it should have been harder. Right, what about the Braiser? The Braiser says, by Medvar Mamur, it's going in the Mishnah, by Medvar Mamur, Mishnah Nisik. Aval b'shus harabim alarishin potter v'alasheni chayav chatzin nezek. Why is he potter alarishin? If it's Karen, then he should be chayav on the rishin. If it's still at Barto, then the rishin is Karen. Karen is chayav b'shus harabim. Why is it potter? You're not going to help. Tarfon, you're not going to help anything. That's what Baal Kasha was. I don't know why Rabbeinu Peretz didn't ask that Kasha. So I don't know. That attack, I don't know what to do. Why Rabbeinu Peretz only asked the weaker question? He should have asked the stronger question. The Maisa Kach Kach, we have, it's a problem on Rashi. It's a problem on those. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's a raya that not to be Goris Ubatah. But what about one of the Maduras in Rashi is that we are Goris Ubatah. So what about, what's Rashi going to do with this? How's he going to read this Gemara? How could the Gemara think that the Mishnah and the Braisa are a raya that Tzoros is Chayav B'Shus Rabim? Even if Tzoros is Chayav B'Shus Rabim, that's only by Batah. And here can't possibly be talking about Barat. But why is it specifically, what does that have to do with over here? This time, let's share advice. It's nothing to do with there. So, in the Rashi that we have, let's see, is there anything in the Rashi? I don't think there's anything in the printed Rashi. Well, let's read all the Rashis already. The Kerem Daminale, Hoyel Ubato, These are two different Rashi's that got scrambled together. Kerim Medamin Le Hayolu Bata, or the Kerim Medamin Le Hayolu Chayev Eschatzin Esek Kerim, depending whether you go as Bata or not. A Dilma called Soyas Kiyuchayel told the regular new Potip Shusurabim, right? That's clearly Rashi was not going as Bata. It is a Shusurabim, Kiyurche, well, the Soyas Pashus and Esek, the Shoko Kalim. This Rashi is before also. This Rashi is going on without the Gersu Bata. It is a Kiyurche. Was a hemshah from Yumi. You said to Rabzair, now that you said that it's about the Bishus Rabbin, what about Hatazah? Tizah Bishus Rabbin, Kiburche, Behol Chatzarah Bishus Hanizik, Bishavu Kalim. Anachi Yeshkam, it's me, a glimmer pot to her like you, happy, but welcome to Tor. Bizika Bishus Rabbin. This is the first right from the first price. Okay. Hoy semalach es baterach. Ve tiz ben bishus yochad ben bishus rabim. Chayev. Says Rashi, Yizik bishus rabim chayevis. Ki amit bishlo matzores ki yuchayev lekeren midamin ulu. Lechayev bishus rabim ki keren. Dodomi lekeren dim shalem eschatzin ezek ki keren. Yafel gav the keren mishunuhu mitzores yuufihu hilkuch b'shus rabim chayev eschatzi nezik el yidoch the amir kol tzores kiyuche l'regel midaminu shim the habit told the regel yafel gav the hosan nezik sholom mitzores chatzi nezik and my toni b'shus rabim chayev. I don't know why Rashi over here so marach. Rashi like recapitulates the whole bay of Rabbi Yirmiyahu in this toshma. He's more marach over here than he was marach in the bay of Yirmiyahu in the first place. So here he speaks out the whole study of bay. He's going without the Gersu Bata. Maybe lekeren medamidle, even though it's urche and keren is not urche, but since it's chatzin ezek, so we are medamit to keren. A dilma knows since it's urche, it's totally regal. We're not medamit to keren. It's chatzin ezek, doesn't matter, but it's still urche. Those are the study of bay of Yirmiyahu. Okay, so he should have said it all in Yirmiyahu. I don't know why Rashi's Yirmiyahu said very little. All of a sudden he wakes up now in the Toshma. And he brings this whole arichos to be masked with its done. Lo yedeh, and it was proud of Rashi. It's mitzvah yashiv. Alishin potur. So, but again, this is a Rashi who's going without the Gersu Bata. We told him at Tzoris Kiru Chayim. So fine, without the Gersu Bata, we have no problems. Alishin potur, the regal hafi, v'alachin chayiv. My lad v'chule. Chayim also Tzoris Kiru Chayim. Okay, fine, so Rashi's not going to help us over here, because this all the Rashi's that we have, all the printed Rashi's, are Rashi's Dvor, not Gerus of Bata. But we know there's another version of Rashi, which has remnants in Agamar, who is Gerus of Bata in the Bay of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So Rashi on the Rif is Gerus of Bata in the Bay of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So what are they going to do? What is Rashi going to do? That version of Rashi, how does he explain this Gemara? It's a Kapel Aram. Yeah, so what's the answer? Or an answer? Who addresses this question? Who addresses this question? Rashi addresses this question in the Shinui Nischos. That's what I said. Rashi addresses the question. What's the lesson of Rashi in the Frankel? Ukigain shebata b'shivrei kli harishayin la'achas shvirosoi ve'etizosei al hasheni. Rashi is talking about bata. A lot of the Gemara has to be said, we're going to have to say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about bata. How could be bata? It says that al-harishayin you put the b'shus rabbi. It says that al-harishayin even b'shus yochad yonle chayim chatzin ezek. If it's bata, so it's mishun, the reason's already carried. So Rashi says, the Bata wasn't when he broke the Rishon. The Rishon was Doris Kedarko. But after he broke the Rishon, after the Behemoth broke the Rishon, it then kicked the piece and broke the Sheni. So the Be'ito was only in the Be'ito, the Shini was only in the breaking of the Sheni. The breaking of the Rishon was Kedarko. And that's Poshut the Regal. That's why on the Rishon it's only Chatzin Ezek, Bishus and Isik. And Bishus Rabim, it's Poshut Lagamri. But the Bato, the Gemara is Etzing Ayin, it must be a case of Bato, because Gemara doesn't understand how else it could work. Why are you Chayiv on the Sheni? Tzuris and Bishus Rabim is Poshut. And the Bayah of Abzeir was only when it was Tzuris Halidei Shini, but Tzuris Kir Chayiv is for sure Poshut. The answer is, the Gemara is saying, well, we could at least say, Reb Zera, the Gemara is asking Reb Zera, Reb Zera, you're not even allowing that. You're saying that everything's potter, even though they beat this potter, B'shus Rabim, so what are you going to do with this Baisa? But according to the other side of Reb Yirmiyah, it's okay, because we could set sign the Baisa, and the Mishnah, that we could set sign the Baisa, that it's talking about Tzoyeres Al Yedei Shinui, Tzoyeres Al Yedei Shinui is Chayav B'shus Rabim. If it's Al Yedei Shinui, so why are you potter in the Rishon? Because the Shviris HaRishon was Urcha. But the Shvir Sasheni was Tzoris Halidei, Shinui, and Tzoris Halidei Shinui, maybe it's Chayav Rishus Rabim. Going to your Abzer, that's not available, so that's why it's a Kashan Reb Zera. So that's how Rashi answers. It hits it in the Rashi Ksaviyad, there's an explicit Hisyachsus to the Kasha of Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, with an interesting answer. The Chayitz Peledik, this answer of Rashi. The case is that what the price of the chaluk in the rishon and the sheni, the rishon potter and the sheni is chatzin ezer. So chayav of shavuos because the rishon is regal and the sheni is tzoris. But now, according to if the price is talking about a special kind of case, he broke the rishon kedarko, but then he was bayit and he broke the sheni. So it's really nothing to do with rishon and sheni. If you'll be bayit in the rishon will be chayav. Chatzin ezer kar. If it was Dorsa Kedarko, if it was Kedarko, then the Sheni would also be potter. So punk the case, the Rai Stone, I punk the case where he broke the Rishon with Regal and he broke the Sheni with Karen. It's nothing to do with Rishon and Sheni. If he would have kicked it earlier, then everything would be Karen. If he wouldn't have kicked it at all, then everything would be Regal. Such a strange trap to learn the Braisa. It's talking about it's very bizarre. I mean, the Braisa is coming from the Chalak, the Mishnah for that matter, the Mishnah, followed by the Braisa. They're coming to the Chalak in the din of the Rishon and the din of the Sheni, meaning the din of the Kli that the Behemoth was Mazik the Gufa, and the din of the Kli that the Behemoth was Mazik Al Yedei Tzoris. And now you're telling me that it's talking about a special case because the Gemara has this issue of Rishus Rabim. So you're telling me something, a special case where the Rishon was Geurcha, Darsa, but then it kicked the piece and it broke the Sheni. So that's called Rishon and Sheni. Something to do with Rishon and Sheni. What if the behemoth broke the first kli and then ate the second kli? Okay, so the first one will be regular, the second will be Sheni. Nothing to do with Rishon and Sheni. Assuming it was an edible kli. So hi, Mike. It's very strange. I want to suggest something. First of all, just want to make sure, do we have the whole picture? Should we have the picture clear what's going on? Okay, let's just stick to the Girsa of Uvata. So just for simplicity, because that's the Girsa that the Tosfos Ben Peretz is attacking, and the Girsa that Rashi in one Madur at least has, and we need to defend. So we're going with the Girsa of Uvata. So if you go to Uvata, that means Tzveres Kirachayu. What's the din Mishas Rabim? Potter, right? It's Potter, it's regular. Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't even misupik about that. That's axiomatic. Tzoris Kirchayah was regular of God, right? It's Potter, it's Rabbi. But it should be anything else. Rabbi Yirmiyah suffered the Tzoris Halidei Shinui. Since it's Halidei Shinui, maybe it has dinim of Karen, or maybe no. Still, since it's Tzoris, it's a total of the regular. So the whole suffix is only by Tzoris Halidei Shinui. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Zayir was pressured that it's Potter. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that Reb Zera is wrong and it's chayav. What's the raya? Because it says in the Mishnah that Hoysim of Etis and the Rishon is chayav chatzitzis nezer sholom, the Sheni is chatzin ezek. And the Brisa says, but Rishus HaRabim, there is different. Rishus HaRabim, the Rishon is Potter and the Sheni is Chayiv. So it's a Raya that Soros, Rishus HaRabim, is Chayiv, Akash and Reb Zev. Problem is, we're only discussing Soros Ali Dei Shinui. Soros Kiru Chayiv is for sure Potter Rishus HaRabim. Here we're talking about Soros Kiru Chayiv. So what are you asking it as Akash and Reb Zev? The Brisa Stamazay makes no sense. The Brice is talking about Soros Kiru Chayiv. Soros Kiru Chayiv lekuliyam is part of Rishus HaRabim. So altogether, the Brice is impossible. So it's not a, what's this Toshma? It's nothing to do with your Baya. You're telling me a Brice that Samazay makes no sense. Because the Brice is talking about Soros Kiru Chayiv. Elamai Isluch Lameim. We'll say that maybe the Brice is talking about Bata. Maybe that's the case. The Gemara is saying the Brice, maybe he's talking about Bata. So that's what the Gemara is saying. We understand the Brice. If you're wrong, then we understand the Brice. It's talking about Tzoris Eli Debito. Tzoris Eli Debito is Chayiv Rishus HaRabim, like the other side of the Baya. And Reb Zeir, you're wrong. But the problem is, how could the Baya possibly be talking about Tzoris Eli Debito? Tzoris Eli Debito, but it says the Rishon Potter. If he was Bayit, then his Keren, it should be Chayiv. So Rashi in the Ksav Yad addressed that, and he says what the Gemara is trying to do is to say that the Baya is talking about where he was Bayit in the broken piece of the Kli. The first Kli, he was Doris Kedarka, that's why it's Potter. But then he kicked the piece, and he broke the Sheni, and that's already Tzoris Ali Dei Shinui, and that's Chayiv Rishus HaRabim according to one side of the Baya and Reb Zeir, and that's what the Gemara is trying to prove, that it must be that Tzoris Ali Dei Shinui Rishus HaRabim is Chayiv, and again it's against Reb Zeir. So I'm asking, that's a Pella. How can that's a plausible shot in the Baisa, that the Baisa is talking about where he broke the first one Kedarka, and then he broke the Sheni Ali Dei Beito? So that's nothing to do with Rishon and Sheni. The rising chalik between the kli that it broke begufa and the kli that it broke alidei tzoris. Here it's not a chalik between a kli that it broke begufa and a kli that it broke betzoris. They're both potter b'shus harabim and they're both chayiv if you were bayit. It's a difference between a kli that he broke kedarka and a kli that he broke alidei beitul. So why are you talking about rishon and sheni? Nothing with rishon and sheni. It should have said doras el kli potter, but blood of a kli is chayiv. Why are you talking about rishon and sheni? I want to preface something, and here maybe we come to the heart of the Baya itself. Reb Zeir had a Baya. What's the din of Soros Rishus HaRabim Al Yedei Shinui? Again, if we go to spot. So what are the two tzodah? What are the tzodah yasaf? So b'pshutay, you could say the tzodah yasaf for is it regular or is it keren? Maybe it's regular because it's Soros, or maybe it's keren because it's Al Yedei Shinui. It's a little bit strange, though, the Lashon of Reb Zeir. The Lashon of Reb Yirmiyah. When Reb Yirmiyah said the Baya, he didn't say, told her the Kerenu, Eidulma told her the Regalu. He said, Le Keren Medan Minale, Eidulma told her the Keren. We had the same lashon rova, and the rova did say Rashi did say that it's yotze mitoras regel, but we said maybe that's only the chiyuv tashlumin. It's not a. This is not a. The question that I'm asking. It's not a unanswerable question. It's not an unanswerable deal. No, maybe it's nothing. Maybe taka means it's a told of the regel or is it a told of the keren? I said, why was he mishan in this lashon? Told the keren midam minul leyadum told of the regel. You could say it means it's a total of the regular because it's Soros, but on the other hand, since it happened in the way of Karen, maybe it becomes a total of Karen. So maybe the Shini Loshin is because Kilu, you know, the Halacha says that it's regular, but here it happened Ali Dei Beitul. Maybe it turns into Karen. I want to suggest. And we'll see in a few minutes maybe some profit in saying this, that the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah was never Is it a toldo regal or is it a toldo of cat? It's a dova pasha that it's a toldo regal. Because the halacha of Moshe Mishini of Tzara is that it's a toldo regal. After all, this girsa that has a bata certainly holds that this halacha of Moshe Mishini that Tzara is regal. And otherwise, bata would be karen. The whole premise of the girsa of bata is that there's a special relationship between Tzara and regal. If there's no special relationship between Tzara and regal, then you can't be garis of bata. Tzara of beita is regular karen. It's Tzara of karen. Tzara of shame. Tzara of karen. Tzara of regal. So, the fact that we're garis of bata means that we're learning that that the halacha of Moshe Mishini of Tzara says that it's regal. So what's your Yirmiyah Sofik? Maybe it's Karen. How could it be Karen? It's Tzaris. You could maybe say that since it maybe it becomes Karen and it's Ice Tzaris, that might be a possibility. Maybe Yirmiyah Sofik was, yes, Tzaris has to be Regal. Maybe even here was Al-Day Shinui. Maybe it becomes Karen and it's no longer Tzaris. Very similar to the we had in Lishna Kamer, that since it's Mishunna, maybe it becomes Karen and it's Yotzim Mitaris Tzaris, doesn't even have a din of Tzaris anymore. And after Hadar, it'll be Nezik Sholem. That's a possibility, but that's not Mashma that was Rav Yirmiyah Sofik. That maybe Tzaris El Deshini is no longer Tzaris. The rising words bringing are not that way. The words bringing rise that Tzaris is Chayiv Shzerabim, but it's still Tzaris. It's still. No, I don't know. Maybe not. But the point is, it's not mashma that Rabbi Yirmiyah is mesupik, that maybe it's not tzaris. It's mashma that it is tzaris, but since it was al yedei shinui, maybe lekeren midaminui. What I want to say is that was posted to them that it's a total of regal. Tzaris is a total of regal. Rav Yirmiyah is not entertaining that it's not a total of regal. How about it's a total of regal? That's the lashon of Rav Yirmiyah, total of the regal. Yirmiyah has a suffix though that since it's Ali Dei Shinoi, maybe even though it's a total of the regal, it's still potter b'shus. Maybe it's still chay b'shus rav. No, it's a regal. About it's regal. Tzaris is regal. But since it's Ali Dei Shinoi, maybe specifically Lagabi the din of Lepaiter Vishus Harabim, maybe since it's Ali Dei Shinoi, so in this particular issue of Lepaiter Vishus Harabim, there maybe we could learn out from Karen that anything which is Ali Dei Shinoi is Chayav Vishus Harabim. What's the svar?
Didn't we say that the essence of the question of is it whether Chayav Vishus Harabim is asking whether it's which of, because that's
the... Yeah, we're going to come back to that. Let's forget about that for the time being. Whether it has to stem with that, we can plug it back in afterwards. But for the time, but just one thing at a time. I want to say right now, say a local word. How it's going to plug into the big picture, we'll deal with it. What's the svar? If it's regal, why should it be chayav b'shus rabim? Just because it's mishunah, it's karen midamin. Why? If it's told with the regal, why should it be chayav b'shus rabim? So I could say two possibilities. Number one, I could say with the svar of the Rif, the Rambam, that the fact that the din of Karen is Chayav B'shus Rabim and Regal is Potter B'shus Rabim is not Stam Exeris HaKosuf. But it has a rationale. There's a time of the crow, like the Rosh said. Time of the crow is Karen is Mishunah, the Behemah doesn't have Rishus to do things that are Mishunah B'shus Rabim. Regal is Urchei, so the Behemah has Rishus to do things that are Urchei B'shus Rabim. So maybe we could say the Gemara's Rav Yirmiyah Sofik is that of course it's told in the regal, but since it's Mishunah, Beitush Mishunah, so maybe the Karen Midaminale in this Prat that the Behemah doesn't have a right to do Dvar Mishunah Mishus Harabim, maybe you should be Chayav Mishus Harabim. Not because it has a halacha of Karen. It can have a halacha of Karen. If it will be Karen, it will be not Tzaris. And we Rav Yirmiyah is assuming that it is Tzaris. But maybe Tzaris needs to be. Maybe Tzaris Ali Dei Shinui, since the Behemah doesn't have a shus to do Maisim Mishunah Mishus Harabim, so maybe it should be Chayav Mishus Harabim. Well, the Echta Svar of the Rif and the Rambam. We were grappling the other day. The Rif and the Rambam, that it's, so why is it even totally whether it's Tzaris or Karen? Well, why is it Marasafik? Is it regular? Is it Karen? Let's be done. Is it Mishunah or is it not Mishunah? Does it have a shus or does it not have a shus? So we were grappling with that. Maybe in Rashi we could say, maybe in this gear so bata we could say that kilu, that's really a Riyamiya Sofik. Riyamiya is saying, of course it's regal. But since it's Mishunah, maybe we should be medamet the Karen that the behemoth doesn't have a reshus to do Maisa Mishunah Mishusarabim. That's one possibility. I'm not so happy with that possibility. Because later on, the sugya is coming up, the sugya is another base. I don't think Rashi is going to be mashma. A little bit, we talked about it at the beginning of the parak. By the Gemara, by Kishkashub is Nova, which is the next sugya, the Lashonis of Rashi are not mashma that he holds like the Rif and the Rambam. The Ptur of Shen Regal B'shus Rabim is because it's Urche. Just tell you briefly, just to remind you. The Gemara says Kishkashub is Nova is Prota B'shus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, why is it any different than. So he said, "V'chizena was nova v'yelach." It's potter. So he said, "I Karen also v'chizena v'karen v'yelach." He says, "Karen lav urchihu hai urchihu." That's the mocha for the riff. That the reason why Shane Regal and potter b'shus rabim is because it's urche. Rashi over there says, "Hai urchihu." Therefore, it's regal and therefore it's potter b'shus rabim. Rashi puts the point the riff that the logic is the other way around. It's not that because it's urche, therefore it's regal, therefore it's potter b'shus rabim. Regal is potter b'shus rabim because it's urche. Rashi says it the other way around. Because kishkashav is nova is urche, therefore it's regal, and the Torah patted regal b'shus rabim. So urche, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's just a raya that it's regal. And regal is exactly the cause of it, it's potter b'shus rabim. So I don't think the riff and the rabim over here is perhaps enough for us. Maybe, say, a different svar. Why the Gemara thinks that the Karen, why Rabbi Yirmiyahu has a side that the Karen medaminale? There's a whole shaila in Achronim. We never really spoke about it. There's a shaila in Achronim. Where does it say in Torah that you have to watch your behemoth not to be masik? What's the isser to allow my behemoth to run wild in the Shus Rabim and trample on people's and gore people's behemoths or run wild in people's? About if it does, you have to pay. The Torah says you have to pay. But the Gemara talks about a chi of shmira. We have to say the Gemara talks about a chi of shmira. Why is there a chi of shmira? Where does this chi of shmira come from? I wasn't makabel shmira my behemoth. If you give me your behemoth, I'm makabel shmira my behemoth. I was never makabel shmira my behemoth. Where does it say in Torah that I have to watch my behemoth? This is the whole literature around the Shaila. So Rav Rochbeh brings from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, "We know where it says it. It says it in the Chiyuv Tashlumin. There can't be a Chiyuv Tashlumin without some kind of Chavti Bishmarosi, without my having done something wrong that's Mechayiv me in Tashlumin. The very fact that the Torah said that I have a Chiyuv Tashlumin, that's where it says that I have a Chiyuv Shmir. So by Karen, the Torah says, Karen's Chayiv Shusarabim. That's where I know that there's a Chiyuv Shmir on Karen Shusarabim. Shen Regal, the Torah says, it's Potter Shusarabim. So Mela, I have no chiyuv shmira for Shein Regel b'shus Rabbi. Maybe Rav Yirmiyahu Sofik was that even though Tzoris is a total of Regel, but Tzoris Ali Dei Be'ito, since the Torah is Megala by Karen, that you have a chiyuv shmira to prevent your behemoth from doing Meister Meshunim b'shus Rabbim. So maybe that's Megala that I have a chiyuv shmira not to allow my behemoth to do Meister Meshunim b'shus Rabbim. And Tzoris Ali Dei Be'ita is also Ma'aseh Mishunah. The Torah is Megala that I have a Chiyuv Shmir that my behemoth shouldn't do Ma'aseh Mishunah Mishus Rabim. And once there's a Chiyuv Shmira, then Mimela, I'm Chayiv. Because it's two sides of the same coin. Shein Regel is Potter Mishus Rabim because there's no Chiyuv Shmira. And I know there's no Chiyuv Shmira because the Torah said that it's Potter Mishus Rabim. It all goes together. That's the Mishnah called Shechavti Bishmira, Shechavti is Niskot. Where I have a chiyuv shmira, I have a chiyuv tashlumin. When the Torah told me there's a chiyuv tashlumin, then I know I have a chiyuv shmira. When the Torah didn't tell me there's a chiyuv tashlumin, then I assume that I don't have a chiyuv shmira. But here, by a ma'aseh mishunah, Tzoris al yedei be'ito, the Torah told me that I have a chiyuv shmira for my behemoth being bayit b'shus rabim. If it's bayit in the kli directly, the Torah told me that I have a chiyuv shmira to prevent my behemoth doing ma'aseh mishunah b'shus rabim. So maybe like Karen medaminah like that Tzoris al yedei be'ito, hakam that it's regal. But since the Torah is megal that I have a chiyuv shmira and ma'aseh mishunah b'shus rabim, so maybe that should tell me that tzoris al yedei shinui, it's told to the regal, it doesn't stop being told to the regal, holding the regal olav. But legabi b'shus rabim, maybe it has a chiyuv shmira. That's the sofek of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. And say, oh, it's Peshit, and no, the Torah is Megala, they have a Chiyu Shmira, and Maisim Mishunim of Hezekah the Gufa. But the Torah wasn't Megala, and Maisim Mishunim of Hezekah the Kaifa. And Mimela, you're Potter, even on Seres. So maybe that's the Svar. What I want to do, whatever the Svar is, what I want to say is that the Suffolk of Rabbi Yirmiyah was never, is it Seres or is it Keren? There's no question, is it regular or is it Keren? There's Halacha Moshe Mishina that Seres is regular. That's a given in the Girsa of Ubrata. You have to say that Halacha L'Moshe Mishina is that Tzoris is regal. It says that in the Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. So you cannot have had a suffix that maybe Tzoris is Karen. How could Tzoris be Karen? Tzoris about is regal, like the Lushan, the pastors of the Lushan, told of the regal. If Yirmiyah's suffix was, but maybe it's Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim anyway, because the Gabi Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim, maybe I learned out from Karen that Maisim Mishunim are Chayiv, I'm Chayiv for Maisim Mishunim B'Shus HaRabim. But it's still told to the Rebbe. That's the case. So maybe there's a Rebbe copy this Rashi in the Ksav Yad. The Gemara said it's strange of Kimta for the Brice. The Brice is being parished in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and the Rishon is Chayiv Nezik Sholom, the Sheni is Chatzi Nezik, and the Brice elaborates, that's only B'shus HaNizik, but B'shus HaRabim, the Rishon is Potter, and the Sheni is Chayiv. And the Shal is, how can be Chayiv B'shus HaRabim? It's Toch Tzoris, B'shus HaRabim, it's Regal. Regal is always Potter, B'shus HaRabim. So the Gemara wants to bring a ride from here that Tzoris Ali Debeita is Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim against Reb Zera. But what do you mean Ali Debeita? So why are you Potter for the Rishon? So Rashi says the Gemara is suggesting that it's talking about a strange case that it broke the first, it broke the Rishon Ali Debeita, and then it kicked the piece, then it broke the Sheni Ali Debeita Tzoris. So my question is: so it's not a chiluk from the Rishon and the Sheni? Then it's not a chiluk between Regal and Karen. It's very strange. That's not the Chayiv the Brice is coming to a chiluk between Niske Gufoy and Niske Tzoris. The Rishon is Niske Gufay and it's Potter. The second one is Niske Tzoris and it's Chayev Chatzi Ezek. We didn't Tzoris. But if in fact we're talking about the Rishon was Drisa and the second was, and the Sheni was Ali Debeito, then the Rishon would also be, if you would be Bayit, then the Rishon would also be Chayev. So what does the Gemara want? So maybe we could say like this. It's still a strange Ukimta. You can't get away, it's a strange Ukimta. But we can understand a little bit what's behind this Ukimta. The Mishnah, this Bryce is explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Mishnah of Regal. So the Mishnah and the Bryce are discussing cases of Regal. We're not talking about cases of Karen. So if the Behemoth kicked the Kli and broke the Kli directly with Beito, that's altogether not Regal. That's Karen. Of course it's Chayiv Shisarabi. And it's Chayiv Nesek Shol, or it's Chayiv Chatzin Nesek, that's Karen Tam. That's the din of Karen. Loyal Zeno Donim, we're not talking about Karen. Our mission is limited. The Mishnah and the Brice are limiting themselves to cases of regal. The mission is cases of regal. What? Toistak asks, why does it say bata? Bata is Karen. This is Agavucha. But the Iker of the Mishnah, the main discourse of this Mishnah is about the primary discourse of the Mishnah is about regal. So what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying if it broke the Kli. So the Mishnah says he broke the Kli pain as a shol, because it's a regal. But the Sheini is Tzoris. Tzoris is Chatzin Ezek. Comes along the Brice and says that's the din Rishus HaNizik. It has that translated into Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaRabim, there you could have a case. There on the Rishon, you're never going to have regal as Chayiv. Because if you kicked it, it's not regal. And if you didn't kick it, then it's Potter L'Gamer. But the Sheini, you could have a case in the Sheni that's regal and still Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim. Namely, if it was Tzoris, so Tzoris automatically is regal, because that's the Halacha L'Moshe Mishina, Tzoris is always regal. But if it was Ali Dei Be'ito, then the Sheni, that'll be Tzoris Ali Dei Be'ito, and Tzoris Ali Dei Be'ito is Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim. Not because it's Karen. Totally the regal, there's no question, the Halacha L'Moshe Mishina says that Tzoris is always regal. But because we learn out from Karen that Maisa Mishunim, you're Chayiv B'Shus HaRabim, so you'll be Chayiv Midin Regal, you'll be Chayiv Midin Tzoris. But Kitzer, the Brice is telling me that you can have it, that in the B'Shus HaRabim, you can have a case where the Mishnah says that B'Shus HaNizik, the Rishon is Nezik Shalom, that's ordinary Regal, the Sheni is Chatzin Nezik Tzoris. Says the Brice, Chatzin Nezik Tzoris, you can have in B'Shus HaRabim too. But the Rishon, you're going to be Potter. Midin Regal, you're always going to be Potter. Yeah, you can kick the Kli and be Chayiv. That's Karen. We're not talking about Karen. Karen's Mandoch HaShemei. We're limiting ourselves to cases of Regal. In the world of Regal, B'Shus HaRabim, the Rishon is always Potter. But the Sheni could be Chayiv within Regal, B'Shus HaRabim. Namely, in a case where it was Aliyadei Be'ita. Aliyadei Be'ita, it'll still be Tzoyers, so it'll still be Regal. But it'll be Tzoyers Aliyadei Be'ita, maybe it's Chayv Rishis Rabbah, at least according to that side of the Bayit Rabbi Yirmiyahu. That's why the Braisa talked about such a strange case. Because the Braisa can't talk about a case where he kicked the Kli. Then it'll be Keren and we'll be outside the realm of the Mishnah. We need to be talking about cases of Regal. So it has to be that he was Doris in the Kli. But then, so fine, so the Kli is Potter. But the Sheni could be Chayimid in Tzoyers. Aye, but Tzoyers is Potter, which is Rabbim also. No, that's not so poshut. Tzoyers, sometimes it's Chayimid, which is Rabbim. Namely, if the Tzoyers was Ali Deshinui, then the Tzoyers is Chayimid, which is Rabbim. Go on. Okay, so now I was thinking also. So that's what I want to say. Yeah.
The Rebbe seems to be using the Torah that we, at least the Torah of Regel, to say why Tzoros is Pater, but Tzoros is Pater because of the Lachosh Messina. I mean, we're using the Torah of Regel. We're mechalev
between the Rishon and the Sheni. The Rishon has one din and the Sheni has another din. The Rishon is Regel and the Sheni is Tzoros. So in the Rishon is Nizik, so that's very simple. The Rishon is Nezik Shalom, the Sheni is Chatzi Nezik. Which is Rabban says the Raisa, it's a little bit different. The Rishon, which means din regal, the Rishon can never be chayv. If you kick it, it's not regal, but if you don't kick it, if you want it to be regal, then the Rishon is potter. But the Sheni is still chayv din regal, chatzinezik, because it's Tzoros. The Sheni is chayv, which is Rabban, we din regal. Chatzinezik, because it's chatzinezik Tzoros, which is always regal. And if you did it, Ali Dei Shinui, then you'll be chayv, which is Rabban. So at least we could have a case. If the Raisa could be telling me a case, The Bryce is telling me a case that it's Tzoros Eli Deshini in his chayim because he kicked the piece. The question was originally, but if he kicked the piece, maybe he could just as well have kicked the Rishon. So why is the Bryce talking about such a funny case? Because if he kicked the Rishon, it's Karen. The Bryce is not talking about Karen. The Bryce is limiting itself to Regel. In Regel, he can't kick the Kli. So the Regel is Potter. But the Kli Hasheni, that's Tzoros. Tzoros might be chayim b'shus Rabban. There is, in Tzoros, you have Regel b'shus Rabban. That's the bottom line. In the Kli itself, there's no Chi of Regel B'shus Rabim ever. But in the Kli Hasheni, you could have a Chi of Regel B'shus Rabim, mainly by Tzoros Ali Deshin. It's a Regel, you'll have Dina Regel, it's not a Knas, it'll be Dina Regel. But it'll be Regel as Chayav B'shus Rabim. So now, that's the divide. Anyway, B'kitzer, I want to bring from this. So I want to bring from here a raglayim ledova, no pun intended, that you see from this sugi over here, from this shakli v'taya, that even in the gears of ubahatov, the suffix was never what av does it belong to, because then this shakli v'taya doesn't make any sense. The Rashi l'ksavia doesn't make any sense. We're not talking about bata, and if we're talking about bata, then the Rishon's also. But hechach you have to say along the lines that I'm saying. Which means that in the gears of Ubata, it's mukhuch we take this chesmen, if my chesmen is right. It's mukhuch that the study habaya Rabbi Yirmiyahu are not, is it Karen or is it Regal? That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu also knows that it's Regal. The study habaya are, even though it's Regal, and it's for sure Regal, but even though it's regal, but maybe Lagabi Rishus HaRabim is a special svar that Ali Deshinu Yechayev Rishus HaRabim. But it's a total regal. There is a revach here, Klapi, the global, putting all the pieces together, Rava and this, which is always a complication. We keep going over the same territory. How does Lishna Kama learn this Baya and so on? And one of the reasons why we keep going over it, instead of just leaving Aquinas already, is because we don't really have we never really had a sack. All the pshatim are problematic. Yeah.
Leiz inyan is called tolah avrei. If it's
not a knas, it'll be no hador. It'll be everything except for shusharab. After three times, it'll still be tzoros. Which bears on the next thing I want to say. Just for one, maybe hopefully one last time, just to go back to the Lishna Kama and the Bayit Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rashi learns the Lishna Kama, Rashi and the Lishna Kama learns that the Bayit Rava really is it a told of regular, is it a told of Karen? That's a Rashi. Is it when you have Tzoros, Halidei Shinui? Do I say it's still regel and therefore after three times it's still chatzin ezek? Ein hadol tzaris. So we say no. Since it was alidei shinoi, it's yotzem yutoldos regel and it becomes toldos keren. And after three times it graduates to nezek shalem and it's never and it loses the tzaris altogether. That's the suffix of Rav. And the question is, Rashi Miksayad asks, and the Rashi on the Rif asks, so Haino Bayad Rav Yirmiyahu? Or Haino Bayad Rav Yirmiyahu? The question, though, is really, it's a double question. Now, we've said already various things. But I want to point out, before we just recapitulate the various terutzim that we said, the one that we're most familiar with is the Shem Mazik and the Tashlumi Mazik, we said already umpteen number of times. Just want to check something before that. The question is really a double question. The question is, first of all, how come Rav had this bayah? Is it a told of Karen or is it a told of Regal? Rav Zeir was pushed that it's a told of Regal. So how can Rav have the bayah? Rav Zeir said for Dava pushed that it is a told of Regal. Zera said that Sura Saladation again, if we're Gurus of Bata, assuming those in the comments Gurus of Bata. So Zera said that Sura Saladay Karen, Sura Saladay Shinoi is Potter, Mistabra told the regular. So Rava had this buy in, Zera was pushed it. That's one way to ask the question. And as far as that's concerned, we have several possible answers that we've spoken about. We could say, "Yeah, nechnan, l'Rav Zeira of Shitale, l'Rav Miboyle." Not the end of the world. So here he has similar notions. He's in a different shita, but that's not maybe so catastrophic. That's a possibility. We had a possibility. Or we had the possibility that maybe Rav Zeir only said the Shem Mazik is regal, because Blushis Rav has to do with the Shem Mazik. But the Dini Tashlumin, that might still be Karen. That's the Sofer Gerov. That was a Mahalach that at the beginning of the Sugya I found very attractive. Although, as time goes on, I'm a little less enthusiastic about it. But still, it's a possibility. And I don't know. I take that back. This has lots of things to recommend in that Mahalach. It explained the Rashi, Rizchelik, and the Rabbeinu Hananel, and whatever, they have what to recommend. So we had a mahalach. So for that problem, we have a mahalach. How come Rav Zeir was poshut in that it's a told of regular by Rav it's a baya? So again, maybe Rav Zeir pshitul Rav miboyle. Maybe Rav Zeir was poshut that it has a shemazik of regal. But Rav says pshitul, but the din tashlumin might still be karen, and mele maybe you lose the and maybe so and therefore the din of chatzinezik that has to do with the teres tashlumin shabai. So maybe there it becomes tashlumi. Tashlumi Karen, and once it's Tashlumi Karen, you lose it in the Chatzin Ezek Tzaris, and so on and so forth. Okay, fine. But there's another problem, which these answers don't address. And that is, never mind Rav Zeir. Rav Yirmiyah had a bayah if Tzaris Al Yidei Shinui is Karen. We're going to start from the other side. Rav has this bias. Tzaris Al Yidei Shinui, is it Karen or is it Regal? But it seems, the way Rashi explained the Gemara over there, the way the Lishna Kama learns the Gemara, that was poshut to Rav. That if it's Karen, it's not Tzaris anymore. It might become Karen, but if it becomes Karen, it loses the Tzaris. That's why after three times it's Nezek Shalom. Because you can't be Tzaris and be Karen. To the extent that it's Karen, it's Ois Tzaris, because Tzaris is connected to Regal. So Rav has a suffix. When you have Tzoros Yalidei Shinui, do I say it's still Tzoros and it's Regal and it's not Karen? Or do I say, no, it's since it's Karen, it's Yotzim Tzoros Regal and it's no longer Tzoros? But that's your choice. Either you're Regal and you're Tzoros, or you're Karen and you're not Tzoros. But nobody ever had a sad that it could be both. And the other thing, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a sad that Tzroris HaLidei Shino, if it was Tzroris HaLidei Be'ito, is Chayev B'Shus HaRabim, does he mean, and it's not Tzroris? Well, maybe it does. Maybe we'll have to say that it does. Maybe Taka of Yumi thought it's Sferis, maybe he thought the regal in the Kerim and Daminule, and he thought it's Ois regal and it's not Sferis anymore. And it'll be Chayav Os Chatzin Ezek of Keren Tam. And after three times, it'll be Nezek Shalom. I guess that's possible. But then it's Mamish Bayad Rova. Yeah, okay, I guess that's what he has. Hayim Bayad Rova. Very bizarre. Here's not going to help to say, you know, Rav Pshitulei Rav Zera Pshitulei Rav Mivoyle. But it's still a problem that the Gemara is asking is the exact. Well, here, it's for sure not going to help us. What we said before, that Rav Asafik was in, that Rav Zera was talking about the Shem Mazik and Rav was talking about the Tashlumi Mazik. If Rav Zera had a Safik that maybe it has it, that maybe it's Karen, even in the Shem Mazik. If it's Karen in the Shem Mazik, it's for sure Karen in the Tashlumi Mazik. Yeah, maybe that's the point I want to. The way we were Miyashiv, Rava had a Sofik and Habzera had a Pshitus. So yeah, we could say Rabzera Pshitulei Rava Miboyle, but if we don't want to say that, so we had this other Mahalach to say, yeah, Rabzera was Peshit with the Shem Mazik Israel. But it still leaves Mokim Loimar that maybe the Tashlumin, the Din Tashlumin is Midin Karen. That's going to help us for Rava. It doesn't help for Habzera. Rav Zera was mesupik if we're going to say that Rav Zera and Rav Yirmi and Rav Zera are discussing the Shem Mazik, so then Rav Zera decided that the Shem Mazik is Karen. If the Shem Mazik is Karen, then the Tashlumin of Hashem didn't care. Shem Mazik is Karen, and Tashlum is for sure Karen. And if it's Karen, yeah. So then again, so Hayna Baya Derava. You know, maybe we could still live with all these things without my what I'm saying now. But I think there's a revach what I'm saying now. Is that it sort of makes everything simpler. The bio of Reb Yirmi and Reb Zera, maybe they're talking about the Shem Mazik. But they both agree that it's a total of the regal. Mitzav the Shem Mazik, it's for sure regal. That was. Okay, I'm getting it. Let me put it this way. We don't want to say that the bayah of Rav Yirmi is the same bayah as Rava. Wow, that's a very big touch. Say the Gemara is the same bayah twice. So we could say, like I said at the beginning, and that's still valid, that the nidoin of Rav Yizera is talking about the Shem Mazik. Rav Yizera says it's potter b'shis rabim because the Shem Mazik is regal. So it's not Rav Yirmi's tayacha. The bir b'steyacher, does it have a din of bir b'steyacher that's told in the Shem Masik? If the Shem Masik is regal, then it has din of bir b'steyacher and it's brought to b'shus rabbi. But that still opens the door for Rava's baya, even if it has a Shem Masik for a regal and it's brought to b'shus rabbi, because you need a bir b'steyacher. That's the definition of the Masik, that he let it go into steyacher. But the gabi, the dinim of chatzin nezek and nezek sholem and so on, that has to do with the tashlumin shaboy, could be that if it's mishune, it gets tashlumin, it has dinay tashlumin of keren tam. And it goes out of the parsha of tashlumin of tzeres. That's the suffix of Rav. But then the shah is, what about Reb Zera? Reb Zera was masufik even in the shemazik. Reb Zera thought maybe even as a shemazik of keren, tzeres al deshini as a shemazik of keren. That was Reb Zera's suffix, that maybe it has a shem tzmazik of keren, or does it have a shemazik of regal? You know what? Maybe that is what it is. But I want to say that's not what it is. Reb Zera agrees to Reb Yemir that that's not what it is. The Shemazik is a vada regal. The Tashlumin, that's Rava's business. But here we're talking about the Shemazik. The Shemazik is regal. But Reb Zera says, nonetheless, maybe there's a Chiyuv Shmir, which is a rabbi, we learn that from Karen. Okay. You know, at the end of the day, I'm profiting less than I thought I was going to profit. So I see we can be nidche. There's ways out of all these problems. The main problem was the main thing on Merviach is just in the Shakir Tari Gemara. Now, what's the strange Lukimta that it broke the kli, but then it was bayit the pieces to hit the second kli? Why would it be such a strange Lukimta? That I think I have a relach. But learn the bayit of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and be'etzim I think it's a gavra mistaber that Rabbi Yirmiyah never entertained that the Shem Mazik is carried. Shem, because it's not mashma that. Rabbi Yirmiyah's suffix was avadat's regal. Told the regal. Rabbi Yirmiyah was just masufik labidinim shesharabim. Maybe we can learn out from Karen that it's potter that it's chayiv shesharabim. Because then a ma'isim is shunan zechiv shmir shesharabim. So the inyans, but it's still tzuris. So maybe we can understand the shakel of tayin lima. Okay. Let's cover a few more things. Let's talk about Hatozah. Hitizah b'shus Rabim v'hizikah b'shus Yoch. That was a separate bayah. Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zera, according to you, that Tzoris is potter b'shus Rabim, Tzoris al-idei shinui, is potter b'shus Rabim, but Tzoris kirchayu, if you go, is without potter, kach v'kach. But according to you, that Tzoris is potter b'shus Rabim, what if it was b'shus Rabim, but then the stone flew off into the b'shus Yoch? So the Chatchila, Rav Zera answered him, Akira enkan hanocha yeshkan. Question mark. Since there's no Akira, then you can't have a Chiyah for the Hanoch. But the Maskon is Hadri, but he said, no, you're Chayiv anyway. Drosh is Masbir, that even though we hold us in a car, you know, yeah, we talked about this Rosh in the past. Even though we have the Maskana before, it was Bosom Eikar Aslina. So L'chayro, the Maisa Shviru was done in the Shisar Adam. The Maisa Mazik was done in the Shisar Adam. So he's put it right from the Rosh's Kasha. Like you see that he holds it even by Zohar Chais, he still say Bosom Eikar Aslina. Now, Kaponim, the Maisa Shviru was done in the Shisar Adam. So why is it Chayef? The Rosh says no, but it says Ubir B'Steyacher. The beer of Steacha is Megala, and we don't go Bosser over here, we don't go Bosser Meikar. What's the Havon in the Rosh's Teretz? So that depends on this, what we talked about in Bosser Meikar. The Rav Shimon understood the Rosh's Teretz to be that even though the Maisa Masik was done in the Shusar Adin, but since the Shimon said Pshat in the Rosh, the Maisa Mazik of Adam was done in Mishas Rabin. But since the Maisa Mazik wasn't done in the Gufa Kli, so the Kli itself is not Kishover. The Kli is only Kishover B'Shus HaNizik when it actually breaks. And Bir B'Steyacher is Megala, that we don't go when we're determining whether it's Mishas Rabin or Mishas HaYochid, we don't go after the Maisa Shvir, we go after when the Kli is Kishover. And I want to say, different Shalom the Rosh, that the Bir B'Steyacher is Megala, that by Zohar Chetz you don't go Bosser Mekar, you go Bosser Tov Ramon. That's good for the Shabbat. the Torah is megala in the pasuk of Abir Bisteacher that as long as it broke Rishus Anizik, even though it was Alidate Tsuris from the Rishus Rabin, the Torah is megala, you don't go Basa Mekar, you go Basa Tavar Mane. And here is the Gili Milsa that by Zorah Chais, you don't go Basa Mekar, you go Basa Tavar Mane. That was the rate from the suit from the Gemara of Basa Tavar Mane. So we saw the Mashal, we also saw the Mashal. The Mashal asks, from the Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta by Eitzorah. The Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta brought the Rif that Hashem Veregel is part of Rishus Rabin because it's Urachai. And the Rosh said that it's time of the Krah. He says, Nachmina la'alacha, that if they have an Eitzorah from the Rishus Rabin into the Rishus HaYachid, and the Behemoth stepped on it on one side, and it broke a Kli on the other side of the Rishus HaYachid, so the, according to the Rif, you would be Potter. Because the Behemoth has a right to walk in the Rishus HaRabin. So Mashal asked, how are you talking? What do you do with the Gemara over here? Here you have the same thing. The Behemoth is walking Kedak in the Rishus HaRabin, to tease its hurries into the Rishus HaYachid, and it says in the Gemara of the Ferish that you're chayav. That was the Kash of the Mashal. So I wanted to say a teretz. Again, this is all the way from the Sugya Basim Ekar. I wanted to do the teretz. Based on the way I understood the Rosh. That the Rosh is saying that Ubir Bisteacher, it's not time exerts a kosa that you look at with the clears. Ubir Bisteacher means that it's in Gili Milsa that by Zorak Chetz, the Maisa Shvir is not when you Zorak the Chetz, but the Maisa Shvir is when the Chetz hits the clear. Like Taisus says it, but the Rosh learned it after exerts a kosa. That even though Basim Ekar is lean on, that's only when you threw the clear. Then we go Basim Ekar. But if you throw a chetz, or you throw a tshur, so then, since you're not doing the maisa in the kli, so then we don't go basa mekar, then the maisa shvir is not happening in b'shus rabim, the maisa shvir is happening in b'shus anism. And that's good for the pshat over here. The ubir b'steyache tells me that where was the maisa shvir by tzoros? By yitizah tzoros. The maisa shvir was not b'shus rabim. The maisa shvir was b'shus anism, because basa tovim on azlinu. So I want to say, that's only where the blot of tzoros happened now. And then the Shir Sakli happens a few seconds later. So then there's a Nidin, you go Basa Mekar, you go Basa Togamon. And here there's a Gili Milso, that since the Maisa Shvira was not in the Gufa Kli, so I don't care that it's Soifili Shavar, but the Maisa, but a Maisa that's not in the Gufa Kli doesn't help that it's Soifili Shavar. And the Maisa Masik only happens later when the Kli is broken. Now Sheinka Bei Eitz Orach, where it's all one instantaneous Maisa, he moves, he steps on the Eitz, and the Kli breaks, it's instantaneous. It's not something that happens later. So then the Maisa Mazik is the stepping on the eights. The Maisa Mazik is the stepping on the eights. So that's a Maisa Mazik, which is a rabbin. So there you go. That was the rate from then. You have to know, at the end of the day, so fine, so that's the Chiluk and Lomus. The end of the day, Lo Harid needs still a little bit of a hezber. The Maisa, the Rif says that the reason why you bought the Rishus Rabim, Shane Vedel's bought the Rishus Rabim, is because it's Urche. It's Urche. Behena has Rishus. So, the Maisa, isn't that true? But isn't that still true by Tzuris? The Behena has Rishus to walk, and if the Behena walks, it's going to be Matis Tzuris. So how do you get it? So fine, the Lumbus, I understand. Here, you go, you don't go Basa Mekar, you go Basa Taramana. So the Lumbus, the Maisa Shvir is happening, Rishus Anizik. What do I get in Lumbus, the Maisa Shvir is happening, Rishus Anizik? But the Maisa, the Behena has Rishus to go. If the Behemah has Rishus to go, so what is it? Even if the Maisa Hezek is happening with Rishus HaNizik, but it's happening through an action that the Behemah has Rishus to do. And the time of the Krah is that whatever the Behemah has Rishus to do, whatever it's Urche for it to do, the Rambam says it has Rishus to do, so it has, if it has Rishus to do it, so you're Potter. So who cares if in Lumbus, since Basar Tova Manas Linan by Zohar Chaitz, so the Shvir is happening in Rishus HaNizik. But it's happening because of a Maisa the Behemah has Rishus to do. So what? So at the end of the day, it should be Potter. I'm not really sure what to do with that. Because I hear there's a lovely distinction between Zorach Chetz and Doras and Eitz Aruch and Hatozah Seres. By Hatozah Seres, the Hatozah is not a Maisa Shvir. Because like Tracy says, we go Bosa Tobra Monaz, you know, when you do a Maisa not in the Gufa Kli. So the Maisa Shvir is only when the Kli breaks. So that's a Maisa Shvir, which is a Yochid. By Eitz Aruch, it's one Maisa. The Behem is doing the Maisa in the Rishus HaRabim. So that already is part. At the end of the day, what happened to the Sora of Talib of Urche? So that's not so clear to me what to do with that. think the direction has to be, but still not clear. The direction has to be, it's not stam the Behem has the right to walk in Rishus Rabbim. The version of the Rambam is that the Behem has a right to walk and be masik Rishus Rabbim. Rambam Paragalik, when he brings this idea of Rishus, that Hashem Regel is part of Rishus Rabbim, because the Behem has a right to walk around, and it's the derech of the Behem to walk around, and therefore it has Rishus to walk around and to eat, and to be masik derech iluch. Not just that it has rishus to walk; it has rishus to walk and to be masik. So it knows it has rishus to do a ma'aseh hezek. That's whatever is a ma'aseh hezek. That's implicit in its halicha. So it has rishus to do a ma'aseh hezek rishus rabbi. It doesn't have rishus to do a ma'aseh hezek rishus hayochid. Since service is a ma'aseh hezek rishus hayochid, that the Behem has a right to walk. But to say it has a right to walk and be masik rishus hayochid, that doesn't have a right to do. So Be'etz Orech, it's not being Masik B'Shus HaYochid, it's being Masik B'Shus HaRabim. So that it has Rishus to do. But by Atoz's service, where the Maisa Masik is happening, the Maisa Hezek is happening B'Shus HaYochid, the Behemoth doesn't have a right to walk and to do a Maisa Hezek B'Shus HaYochid. Maybe I'll derech that, but I'm not 100% sure. The Mashal himself has a different terrace. Mashal is very strange. The Mashal himself, who asked the steer, what's the difference between Atoz's service and Eitz Orech? He says that the Rif says Orche, so everything is Orche. So the Mashal says, this is the famous Mashal, that Shuris is not so much Urche. It's not 100% Urche to step on a stone with such force that it'll break another kli. That's not 100%, that's not so much Urche. That's why the Torah was Mekel and Shuris. The Torah is Mekel and Shuris because it's not 100% Urche. So since it's not 100% Urche, so you don't have the Svar of the Rift that it's Urche to walk in the Shusharab. That's the Mashal. Let's stop there. That's the Mashal. Sir is not Urche. So therefore, Hatos is Sir. You don't have the Heter of the Rif because it's not Urche. So Harashol Yishol. So then why? So then Sir should be Chayef B'Shus Rabim altogether. The world only says you Chayef for Sir is B'Shus Yochid. Sir is B'Shus Rabim is Chayef. Point to Mashal that it's Mishunah. So why is it Chayef B'Shus Rabim? Point to Mashal that Sir is not Urche. So why is it Potter B'Shus Rabim?
Why can't you say
that's the halacha of Shmosina? So we could say, told you the other day, Rav Leib has Reb, that there's two, you know, there's two pturim by Shein Regel. There's one pturim of Urchei. I told this the other day.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. There's one pturim of Urchei, which is a svara, and then there's a pturim from Gzeres HaKosov, who will be a Vistayach. And there's nafkaminis for both. You need the Gzeres HaKosov, where the Moshul, the behemoth stepped on a kli in the rishus of a third party. So you can't say it's Urche, it doesn't have rishus to go into a third party's backyard, but it's not a bir b'steacher, because a bir b'steacher means rishus of an isit. But you need the svara for the case of Eitzorah. That's the Rabbi Malin's word, and he has all kinds of cheshbonis in daf Yidav. So based on that, maybe we could say, Shuris is not Urche, but the Xeris HaKosav of Regel you still have. So when it's matis into rishus HaYochid, so when you're talking about being matis into Rishus HaYochid, you don't have the Xeris HaKosov because the Shvil is Rishus HaYochid. But Elamai the Svara, Svara doesn't have the Svara because Svara is not Urche. But when the Svara was 100% Rishus HaRabim, so I don't care that it's not Urche. I have the Xeris HaKosov, will be a Rishus HaYochid, that regular is part of Rishus HaRabim. Anyway, that would be a way to go with me. But Maisa, that's very dochuk because, I mean, Rav is altogether very dochuk. The Rosh says it's time of the Krah. The Rosh says the Svara of Urche is time of the Krah. He doesn't say it's another than besides the Krah. Is this time of the Krah? But then Mr. Mashal himself addresses the question. What the Mashal says is even more Tamur. The Mashal himself addresses the question. He says, if it's Urche, so it should be Potter B'Shus HaRabim. A few lines later. So the Mashal says that, but it's not totally not Urche either. So it's like in between. It's not Mamish Urche, but it's not Mamish Mashunah. So Tapri Machayev B'Shus HaRabim, we say, so if the whole service was B'Shus HaRabim, so I say, oh, Urche, it's part of B'Shus HaRabim. But if it was Matis into a B'Shus HaYochid, so it's like half and half, so then I say, well, but it's not so Urche. So then there'll be a Chayev for Atoz into B'Shus HaYochid. Yeah, Storm to Umoit. I mean, that needs a Hezber. I don't know, maybe somebody say a Chabur about it. Well, what's the Svar of this Mashal Malashach? If it's good enough, if it's enough Urche to Pati B'Shus HaRabim, so he should be part of even if it was he should be part of even if it went into a B'Shus HaYochid, like Eitz Orech. And if it's not Urche, then you should be. What is this compromise? It's enough Urche that you're Chayev B'Shus HaRabim, But it's not enough urchit to part to you in the Eis Orach kind of case where you walk in Bishas Rabim and the Hesek went into the Rishas Yochid. This needs a Hesek, this mashal, yeah.
Can we say something along the lines of that within the act of Tzoros, if it stays within the Rishas Yochid, and clearly he wasn't doing it with so much force, and it was just a normal case of Tzoros, in which case he's Pater, but if he flies all the way into the Rishas Yochid...
Yeah, but I said the mashal doesn't say that. I thought that the first time I read the mashal, I thought that's what he means. Then I read it more closely. That's not what he says, and it's also very in Messias. I don't know that that's so. Why Meher Tesa? You know, maybe it was Matisaris B'Shusarabim, and it went all the way into left field, and it hit somebody B'Shusarabim, and there was a lot of force, and B'Shusarabim might be right next door. So that's so my paskus. The Mashal himself, that's not the way he says it. He says Tzoris Be'etzim needs force to be Matisaris needs force. So it's not Mamish Urchei. And therefore you don't have the tour of Eitz Arach, but it's enough urche that in an ordinary Rishus Rabbim service is bought. So I don't know what to do with that mashal, how to make sense of that mashal. I don't know. That's a mokum miskada to say some kind of hesder in this mashal. Okay.
We also gave an answer of the Anachos Zobit.